from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next quarter hour as we let the Bible speak. You've often heard it said that the strength of a chain is in its weakest link. And that's something that you should mark well and note. It's in its weakest link. There are few people that can stand alone when the storms sweep over them. Away they go. Have you ever been in a forest after a great storm has swept through it, where the roots just run along on the surface and don't have any depth of earth? There can be acres and acres of trees torn up. A friend once said that some time ago he had been where there was a storm that had blown down many hundreds of trees, the finest of trees, on an old estate. Do you know why? The storm came in an unexpected direction. It had never come from that quarter before. It had blown in every other direction but that one. But when the storm blew in that one direction, the trees weren't prepared, and away they went. I wonder, are you prepared when death comes? Because it's going to come. Are you well prepared? Have you prepared right? Maybe your answer is, I've made no preparation at all. Then you're very foolish, because you're going to face death, and you may face it very soon. But then you might answer, I have made preparation. I must ask you, are you sure that it's the right preparation? Are you certain that you have a biblical preparation made to face death and the great eternity that is to come? If you have, then you'll be saying, yes, I'm trusting in Christ alone for the salvation of my soul. Not in myself, not in my works, not in anyone else other than the Lord Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross at Calvary. It's my prayer that if you're not yet saved, if you haven't made that right preparation, as you listen to the Word of God today, that you will come and trust in Christ to save your soul. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Hello, and welcome to our program. Thank you for tuning in as we gather around the Word of God. Now we're going to read from the verse 45 of the chapter 6 of Mark's Gospel. And straightway he constrained the disciples to get into the ship, and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And they saw them toiling in the rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them, and about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And they went up unto them in the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. The Lord will bless this reading from His Word. Now, here's some music. It's a grand old gospel hymn, I Am Thine, O Lord, and it's sung by the Salvation Army.
Thank you.
let's turn to that scripture that we read a little earlier. Last week, because I ran out of time, I was only able to mention that there is in the scene of the disciples rowing across the lake in the midst of the storm a wonderful picture of the circumstances in which the people of God are called upon to serve Christ. The journey across the lake is like the journey that began when the Savior ascended into heaven and which will end when he returns again. The disciples were ushered into the ship on their own, and the Savior left them for a time. And during this age, the Lord Jesus is visibly absent from his church. And as I say, this passage pictures for us the circumstances in which the people of God are called upon to live and to serve the Savior. So I think there's things we can learn about our calling as Christians. Could I first of all point out to you that Christ was at prayer while the disciples were rowing across the lake? Many Christians forget that this is indeed what the Savior is engaged in right now, even as I'm speaking to you, as you're listening to the radio program. What is the Savior doing? He is praying. Let me read to you some verses of God's Word. Hebrews chapter 7, the verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The Savior, even as our great high priest, is engaged in prayer. You will notice in this passage where we are told that the Lord Jesus was able to see his disciples as they were in the midst of their difficulties. Verse 48, he saw them toiling in rowing. And praise God, the Lord Jesus sees the troubles and the difficulties that surround us, and he ever makes intercession before his Father's throne for us in the midst of our difficulties. Again, this is from Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 24. We read of this same doctrine. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Dear Christian, could there be more comfort granted to us than this wonderful truth, that at this very moment, Christ is appearing in the presence of God, and he's pleading for us. He's naming you in the midst of your difficulties. He's naming me in the midst of mine. Let me read another verse. This time it's from Paul's writings in Romans, the chapter 8 and the verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Let whoever will condemn the child of God. The blood of Christ has cleansed away our sins, and Jesus is even now before his Father making intercession for us. That's what Paul also said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 5. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Oh, how I rejoice today, and I hope that you're rejoicing today in the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is even now pleading for me, and he's pleading for you. 1 John chapter 2 and the verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We do sin. Who is there to say we don't? But when we sin, we have one who stands before the Father to plead on our behalf. What is it that Jesus pleads? He pleads his own wounds. He pleads his agonies upon the cross. And he says, Father, forgive them. for my blood was shed on their behalf. My blood is the ransom paid for their deliverance. Are you not glad today that you're saved? Are you not glad today you have an advocate with the Father, even our blessed Savior? Maybe you're not saved. Maybe Christ is not your advocate. I trust that you will make him your advocate by calling upon him even now. We're going to have to return to this subject and look at what else this little passage teaches us. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.